This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump's back in court this morning, saying moments before entering the courtroom,
"This is not a trial of Donald Trump. It's a case of the Democrat Party versus America. It also represents the greatest effort to interfere with and steal a federal election in American political history."
Some of Donald Trump's supporters are in court with him this morning as Michael Cohen resumes his testimony in Mr. Trump's hush money trial. The AP's Julie Walker is covering the trial in New York.
Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, told jurors Monday about the $130,000 payment he made to Stormy Daniels in 2016 so that she would stay quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies. Cohen testifying that Trump told him if the news got out during the election, women would hate him, and that the story was about to get out in the Daily Mail and she had to be paid. Cohen says Trump told him he'd be paid back. Prosecutors say Trump paid Cohen back, labeled it legal expenses to cover up the hush money deal. Trump denying those charges. I'm Julie Walker.
The National Weather Service is warning of severe thunderstorms and lots of rain possible in parts of the southeast today. We don't have to tell you about high prices. Wholesale prices are up sharply. The Producer Price Index, which tracks price changes before they reach consumers, climbed 0.5% from March to April. Secretary of State Antony Blinken appeared in Kyiv this morning, Ukraine, where he's assuring President Zelensky of U.S. support.
"The United States is and will remain a committed partner. We've traveled a long road together these past couple of years, and we've seen the extraordinary courage of the Ukrainian people, and we know that that courage endures, and that only reinforces our determination to do everything we can to help ensure your success."
This is AP News. Now to word that dozens of probation officers were put on leave in Los Angeles. The AP's Donna Warder has this story.
The Los Angeles County Probation Department says that over the past 5 months, it's put 66 of its officers on administrative leave for suspected offenses such as sexual abuse, excessive force, and drug possession. The department made the announcement Monday, saying it wants to regain public trust as it roots out employees engaged in misconduct. The probation officers were assigned to both the department's adult and juvenile operations. Officials say that of the 66 officers, 39 were cited for general misconduct, which includes suspected use of excessive force, child endangerment or abuse, possession of contraband, and negligent supervision. 18 were put on leave for suspected sexual misconduct. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.